Okay, today is Daf Lamed Tes. We're on the first words of Lamed Tes, up on top. So we said that, we ended up yesterday saying that there was a machlokes. What happens if a man violates a woman, and then the man dies? She dies. And the time when you come to Bezin to adjudicate his crime, she would have been over the age of 12 and a half. So what happens? The question is as follows. Do we say that yesh beger bakever, that there is this idea? Ooh, look at this. There is an idea of yesh beger bakever, that she continues to age even though she's no longer alive, in which case you don't have to pay because not the time frame. Or we don't say that at all. You violated her when she was a naira. The fact that she died unchanged, and she's still a naira halachically, and if we have to pay. And then we said, and what's going to be if we say that you still have to pay? Who do you pay? So, we said maybe yesh beggar bakever ud benahave. Maybe there is such a thing as beggar, then really the money belongs to her. We're not saying you putter from paying. No matter what, you have to pay. The question: who do you give the money to? If we say that she continued to age, therefore she's now, if she would be alive, she'd be an adult, therefore the money goes to her, now the money goes to her son. And if you say, if you don't say that, then the money goes to the father. Now we're up to Lamed Tes Aleph. Umimi Abra? One second. Can this girl even become pregnant? How'd she become pregnant? When you violated her, she was 12. Right? V'otani Rav Bibi Kameder Rav Nachman. Shalosh Nashim Mishameshes B'moch. There are three women that can use some kind of moch, some kind of birth control, that they shouldn't become pregnant. What the ramifications of that are is a big discussion. Anyway, here they are. A katana, a mu'bereth, a woman who's pregnant, and a menika, a woman who's nursing. Katana, Shamatis Aber V'tamas. Maybe she'll become pregnant, and the pregnancy will cause her to die. Okay? Mu'beres, shematase ubara sandal. Maybe a mu'beres will become pregnant again, and then the second baby will kill the first baby. And three, menika, shematigmal esbina. Maybe she'll become pregnant and her milk will dry up. The ezu katana. What's considered a katana? What's the problem by a katana? What age is that? That a sugar pregnant will die? A 20-year-old will not die. A 19-year-old also not. 16-year-old also not. What age is this a sakana here that a girl's going to die? So, mibas achas asrei shana v'yom echad ad shtei asrei shana v'yom echad, from 11 to 12. Pachas mikan, less than 11. V'yeser al kan, and more than 12. Mishameshes kedarka v'holachas divra meir. Less than 12, she's not going to become pregnant. Not an issue.
No, that's 11.
11, and more than 12, it's okay. In both cases, you can do what you want. And Hashem will take care of you. Hashem guards the foolish. Anyway, what do you see from here? There's no metzias that a katana can get pregnant and have a son. There's no metzias like that when she's a katana. Why? Until 11, she's not going to become pregnant. And after 12, nothing's going to happen.
That's why that the question should right. be. She's supposed to be a psula.
What?
The whole knasset is if she's a psula. So how could she possibly ever have a son?
Because you can get pregnant from the first time.
And she's not a psula.
No, you can. She can become pregnant the first time.
What is that? When she's ready.
Because yeah, yeah.
And when's the sun coming out?
What?
The sun comes out. 9 months later.
So how's it possible she had a son? So the Gemara says, maybe she got pregnant when she was a naira, and she gave birth when she was still a naira. That's not possible. In 6 months you could have a child. It's not possible. There's no difference between nairas and bagras. Ella shisha chadashim. It's only a 6 month difference. So you could have, even if she was raped on the first day of her nairas, and she gets birth, and she, the baby won't be born 6 months later. It's too early. Maybe you want to tell me, that there's no difference. We say there's no difference between nairas and a bagras. That means the minimum is 6 months. But it could be more than 6 months, maybe. No, it can't be. Ha'ela ka'am. It says Ella. There's no difference but 6 months. Meaning, it's only a 6 month difference. Ella hachi kamin boyle. This was our question. You're right. It can't be that she has a son. The question was, Yesh beger bakever. Do we say that this Yesh beger bakever? So in the time when you adjudicate the case, she's already an adult. Upaka av. So the father doesn't get it. Who does get it? Huh?
Yeah, who gets it?
Who gets it?
There's no
her Yarshim. It might be go back to the father, maybe, I don't know.
That's
who,
the question.
Dilmore, maybe, ain't beggar bakever, velo paka av. And the father didn't go away.
No, so the yelitzah has to be the father's out of the picture.
Then who gets it?
I don't know.
Right? You would say her Yarshim. It's a claim. She doesn't have who her Yarshim. Her parents. Her siblings? I don't know.
That's part of a situation where you say, okay, well, the murder trial. Well, how old would the murder victim be now?
Here we go. Marbar Ravashi, boy lehachi, boy lehachi. Marbar Ravashi asked the following question. Misa ose bagris, o ein ose bagris. What's the story with this issue? Does Misa make you time continue to go or not? And the answer is, teku. Okay? Boy mine Rava me Abaya. Listen to this question. Rava asks Abaya the following question. Bo aleha, if you have relations with her, vinis arsa. And then after that happened, she got engaged. Right? She was 12. She was a Naira. You violated her. And then a month later, she got engaged. Mahu. Now, what's the story? What's the question? Right? What's the question?
Oh, now she's engaged. Now she's married.
Now she's married. So therefore?
So when you have the
Mardin
or the trial,
so,
whatever.
Right, so who do you pay the knas to? Do you pay the knas to the father or to her?
Why? Because she's not.
Because she's married now.
She's in love, so.
Right, exactly.
You can't be hold in for
her. Amalei, miksiv, nasan lavia naira, asherlo arusa? Does it say that? You give it to the father who's not an arusa? Doesn't say that. Therefore, you give the knas to the father, right? It doesn't matter if the woman got married now or not, right? Why? Because at the moment you violated her, she was not married. You don't go. It doesn't go when you pay.
No,
it goes when you did the act.
You know.
What?
It doesn't go when you pay the penalty.
That's not the time frame. When am I paying this penalty? No, it goes by when you did the act. When you did the act, she was single. Of course, it goes to the father. The fact that things change now. So the question now you have to go back is why? By if she died, is it different?
Right?
Because when you did the act, not by when you're paying. You can pay 5 years later. They didn't catch you, right?
You just said take you.
I understand what the Havi meaning was. What were you thinking about that?
We just said take it. We couldn't resolve whether.
I know. So the question is, why isn't that resolved?
There's nothing else in the law that they don't count, not by the mice and by the Magen.
Not that I know of.
Why? Why would it be that way? In any sort of circumstance,
right.
You don't do.
I know we do have these cases. The guy has to be in a carbon, so he donates money as a poor person. Poor. Then he wins the lottery. So does it change now? Well, when I donated it, I was poor. Now I'm rich. And then vice versa. Guy's a rich guy. Then he donates a carpet. Then he loses all his money. Now he's a pauper. We do have that.
One second. What is the difference if he says it? What is it if he puts the money away?
Correct. Right. So I don't want to speak. I don't know the whole shots, but I don't know the whole shots on my fingertips. I don't know. But I don't recall that we have such a thing. That it goes by when you pay. When you take the bez in the, you know, it goes by at that time it happened. Right?
Maybe you have an American court where someone says, well, now the kid would have been 30.
Right. Right.
You don't give that, do you?
No, of course not. Ulutaymech, and according to this, Hadatanya, Ba'aleha v'nisei la'atma. According to you, how about this? Ba'aleha, you had relations with her, v'nisei. And now she married. Right? Not Erisin, but Mamash Nasuin. Right? Then, la'atma. You give the money to her. Miksiv, Vinasan Levi Naira, Ashello Nasua. Why do you give it to her? Doesn't say that she's married. Hachi Ashta? No, it's totally different. Hasam, over there. Hoel Ubagris Motzi Mirisho Sa'av. Well, adulthood takes you out of her father's possession, v'nisuin motziin mirishus av, and so too marriage, full marriage, takes her out of her father's possession. Ma bagras bolea ubagra la'atzma af nisuin bolea v'nisiyais la'atzma. Just like if she was a bulgaris, she gets the money herself. So too, she's married, she gets the money herself. Ela erisin, but erisin's not the same thing. Why? Mika maski mirishusin da'av l'gamri. Does she totally leave her father's dominion? Hatanan, but we learned Naira Hamurasa. If a woman has a girl has erithin, she's a Naira. Aviha Ubaila Mafirin La Nidareha. The father and the husband together can be made for her Nidar. What do you see from here?
He's
still in the picture.
Why don't you give that example? A much better example.
Like what?
If she's a Baska and she gets erithin, she lives in her father's house and eats Trumas though.
Yeah. Good question. Why would we pick that? Why would we pick this one case?
That's a much better case. Shows you that the status doesn't even change, yet even though it did.
So Tosva says that since the father is in charge for Nidarim, he's still in the picture for all Mamanus. Truman's not Mamanus.
I know.
That could be why. Okay.
By the way, it's a solid question. She gets if the case probably goes through later on, who gets the money?
Right. That's a real question.
Question.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, next. Ready? Now there are two types of ways you can violate a girl. You can do it where she agreed. That's called mathate, where you seduced her. Or you can just own ace where she didn't agree. You raped her. Right? In both cases you have to pay money. In both cases, you have to pay something called boshes, which is embarrassment factor, and pegam, whatever that means. You've made her worth less on the market. And what about tsar? So there's no tsar if she consented.
Well, she's a kid.
She what do you mean? She agreed. Levi says she agreed to it.
No,
so there's no tsar.
How can she agree?
Huh?
How can she agree? She has mind.
Yeah. Agree. Yeah. So here we go. Hamafate. If somebody is mafate, no saying shlosha dvarim. He has to pay three things. What are the three things? Boshes, pegam, and a knas.
How old is the girl?
Only Naira here?
How old is the girl?
She's between 12. She's an adult. She's 12.
She's 12.
Va'ones arba. And ones pays four things. Hamafate no saying boshes, pegam, and knas. The mafate pays boshes, pegam, and a knas. Moses v'alav ones, she knows in a tzar. And the ones also pays tzar.
If a girl that age does a business here, that's a good deal.
Yeah. Yeah. Ma bin ones la, what's the difference between an ones and a mafate? Ha ones knows in a tzar. Fa mafate ain't knows in a tzar.
Just repeated that.
So I think the Tzvi Yisrael says, why is it repeated? It's repeated that even if a girl's going to say that, but I also had tzar. Right? There's no tzar by a mafate. The Mishnah repeated to emphasize that. So, well, I didn't really feel so good. I didn't really enjoy it. Is there also tzar? No, there's no tzar if you agree. You're mocha on the tzar.
So it's not called statutory rape by us.
Right. Yeah. If she agreed. Exactly. Now, ha'ones nosin miyad. The ones you have to pay immediately. Right? The hamafate l'kishiyotzi. And a mafate, you only have to pay, I think this is what this means, you only have to pay if you don't marry her.
Yes.
Right? That's what it's going to mean.
But the kenas is you have to marry her.
The kenas is you have to marry her. But by her own age, you have to marry her. And you have to pay the kenas and then marry her. But a mafate, it depends. If you want to marry her, I think that's what, you don't have to pay the kenas. But if you don't marry her, then you have to pay the kenas. Is that what it means?
That one's going
to
hurt.
What?
Isn't the option on her? He has to. So, to Mafate, if she goes out, she takes the money.
What?
Mafate has to pay.
Correct. But let's say she says that,
I want out. Gotta pay
then. Right. And if she says, I don't want out?
That's fine.
Then you don't have to pay.
Correct.
Right. Okay.
The father. The rapist.
Everything? Yeah.
Boshes Pagan gets involved.
That's the Gemara to answer that question. Now. Okay, so it made sense? Now, the next part of the mission is going to say that. Ha'ones shoseh ba'atziso. the Onesh has to drink what he caused. In other words, he has to marry her. He has to marry her if she, as long as she agrees. Hamafate, but the Mafate, im rota lahoti moti. If she. He wants to, we can divorce her. That's what it is. Ones, he is not allowed to divorce her.
Also?
That's what it says, no? The Mafate. The Mafate, im rota lahoti, he's allowed to be moti. And she can't stop that. That's what it means. That's what it means. Now we go back. Ha'ones knows him miyad. The ones gets the money right away. You have to pay the ones immediately. The mafata l'kishiyotzi, and the mafata you only have to pay
if you don't marry
her.
The 50.
Yes. Then the next line. The ketzad shotze ba'atito. What does that mean? I'm sorry. Ha'ones shotze ba'atito mafata einarot shalahotimot.
What do we learn from that second line?
That,
the line. It says when he sends away, he pays her?
Yes.
Why are you
pinning
it after that?
No, because we never said that before. Ones shotze batito, which means that Ones is not allowed to divorce his wife.
Correct.
The but hamafate im rota lahoti moti. If he wants to send her out, he can send her out.
The line before
said he has to pay. Now, the ketzad shotze batito, what does that mean? That he has to marry her? Even if she's lame, even if she's blind, even if she's all these problems, nimtza, he still has to marry her. Too bad. Why'd you violate a girl like that, right? Nimtza ba davar erva. Let's say she does an davar erva. Let's say she has an affair. He still has to marry her. He still has to stay married.
Now he's got morals.
Or she ain't a ruuya lover be Yisrael, or she is not a Jew. She's a mamzeres or something, right? Eina b'shai l'kaima. She doesn't have to stay married to her. Shenemar, because it says v'lo tihiyeh l'isha, isha haru'uyala, has to be a normal woman who he's able to marry, not some relative, not some woman that you can't marry. Okay.
It's a funny kind of for us because in Western.
So the Ramban says that because if the Torah, the reason the Torah made you marry her is because she'd never get married.
She might not get married.
She's used goods. She's been violated. She'll be single her whole life.
Yeah. Where the Ramban look, it's true.
Where the Ramban.
Me too.
Yeah. Now you might say that's not 100% true. It was largely true. It was largely true.
The thought of a rapist marrying his victim today is completely
correct.
Us, right?
Correct. Correct.
People will be revolted.
Right. Correct. Correct. I hear. Okay, next, says the Gemara. Tzar demai. Tzar demai, what kind of tzar is that? Tzar demai, what are you paying tzar for? What does that mean, what are you paying tzar for? Tzar demai, what kind of tzar is this? So let's look at the bottom Tosfos. Kasha l'ri. The Ri has a question. Demai kami boile, what kind of question is that? What kind of question is that, tzar demai? V'chilo yoda hashas sheish tzar gadol l'besul v'biyah rishona? Doesn't everybody know? The Gemara doesn't know that's painful. The kama ketanos cholos mize, and girls get sick when they have that. Especially a young girl gets sick the first time.
So what's that?
Yeah.
You broke the psula?
Yeah. It's painful. Nobody likes being violated like that. It hurts.
And it happens to the husband. That's
what?
The husband has not enough to give her money for tzar. The husband.
Yeah, he has to pay tzar. The Gemara is tzar. What are you paying tzar for? What are you paying tzar for? You've raped her.
You're being made for somebody who's not paying enough?
No, the regular husband, when he marries a basula.
Yeah.
There's no tzar.
But it's consensual.
I know, but.
The Gemara's going to ask that question. V'chi tema, you want to tell me? Says Tosfos. You know why you shouldn't have to pay? Because it's going to happen to her anyway. She's going to get mad. What are you paying for? V'chi tema, me also tzar pshita le'la shas de potter. Of course you don't have to pay for that. Share sofalit star kach tachas baila. Because it's going to happen with her husband anyway.
You don't know that. She may never get married.
V'ha ikka kama tanoi ba'kones. Many people hold the lo chayish l'kachash gufna. Pirish davar shesofal lios kane. That's not a heter. I don't have to pay this damage because it would have happened anyway. That's not a heter. Over there, the Gemara says, that's not a heter. I don't have to pay this because it would have happened anyway. That's not a heter. It's not an out. Right? You caused the damage. It would have happened anyway, so what? Putting aside the fact maybe she will never get married. Everyone gets married. What kind of heter is that? It's not a heter. So therefore, back to the question. What kind of tzar is there?
Wait, so it's more tzar when it's against will than it is, right?
Venira luri. So the re answers. Listen to this answer. The letzar bi'ila, the actual tzar, mishum taivas tashmish, because of the taiva of tashmish, eino bo b'shas tashmish. It doesn't happen right away, the tzar. Ella achar kach. It happens later. Not b'shas maisa. When you punch somebody in the face, b'shas maisa, there's pain. But here, it's not b'shas maisa, there's pain. B'shas maisa, there's a taiva for it. Yeah, a little bit later, oh my goodness, this really hurts. There's a lot of pain here. V'chol tzar chabala d'machayev hayna osu tzar chabala b'shas chabala. The only time you have to pay for tzar is when it happens instantaneously. Aval ma shebolol acharkach miftar. What happens later? That's a grumma ba'almahu. That's a grumma. Hilkach, therefore, boy tzar demai. That's why the Gemara asks, why are you paying for this? It didn't happen right away. It happens later. You like that answer?
Well, with a force of an ones, it might happen right at the time. It's not different.
So
no time is tashmish by
what?
Ones. No time is tashmish by ones. He's a monster. He's insulting. What do you mean? That time is tashmish?
Yeah.
Not my
father,
not my
own
age.
Look at Tyrus
Tashmus.
He wants it. So, Amar Avua, Shmuel's father answers, Tsar Shechavata Algabe Karka. What does that mean?
He threw her on the ground.
That's the Tsar. You're right. The Etzin Tashmus does not pay. You're not paying for that. There's no Tsar. It's only later. Right? We assume that the girl at the end of the day doesn't object. Right? It's a very slippery slope. It's a very slippery slope between rough play and rape. It's a whole separate thing in America too. Right? Anyway, Maskaflor Zera. So Zera asks, El Meata, 1 second. Chavat al Gabe Shiroyin Hachinami de Potter? What if you throw it down on a nice bed? Not the floor. A nice hotel room, very fancy hotel room.
Nice,
right, then you Potter. Fakite Mahachinami, yeah, maybe you Potter. Then what do you do? What kind of tire is there? You have to pay for other things. Boshez, 100%, is a terrible embarrassment. And Pagam, her value went down 100%. What tire is there? You got the fanciest hotel in the city. Right? V'chite mahachanami, you taka pater, v'tanya, v'shimen yud omer mishomer v'shimen, ones, ena mishalem es hatzar, v'shimen holds, an ones doesn't even pay tzar. V'nei, shesofa lid tzar, takas baila. Because anyway, it's going to happen, taka. Right? Says Rashi, v'i chibut agave karkohu. And if you throw her down, v'chi sofa l'chibut agave karkohu, takas baila, what, a husband's going to do that?
I hope not.
Right? Husband's not going to treat her like that. A rapist treats people like that, not a husband. So what do you see from here? Huh?
Some
do. Most don't. Not the first night, anyway.
Yeah,
So what's the question?
Now we get involved.
So what's the question? Right? So why should you pay for a tar? It's going to come anyway. Amrulo, ein adoma nivalas ba'ones nilivas baratzon. You can't compare a content to non-content. Even if it's going to be the same circumstances, you still can't compare, right? So we're not talking about the tzar of being thrown on the bed. We're not talking about that, because even if it's true she's being thrown on the ground, and even if she's being thrown on a fancy bed, it's still not the same. Ella Amar of Nachman. Amar Abba Avua, Tsar shall pisuk haraglayim. It's the tsar of separating the legs. Yeah? V'chein hu omer, like it says, the pasuk in, where's this pasuk? In Eov, in Cheskel? Doesn't say that over there. V'tafashki es raglayach l'chol over. Right? There's some kind of tsar when you do that. So, ihachi mefutanami. So the mefut, the same thing, same kind of tsar. She agreed. So what? There's still tsar. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Abba Avua, Mashal de mafuta lamahar davadoma. Listen to this. What's a mafuta? What kind of tzar is that? It's le adam sha'omal chaveiro. Man says to his friend, "Kara shiroyin shali v'yipater. Rip my clothes. I'm not going to pay. I'm not going to make you pay." Same thing. She's totally consented. Shali davu. What do you mean shali? What means her money? Davunina, which her father's. Eliyah, Amar of Nachman, Arab, Ravua, Pekochos, Shebehen, Omeres, the smart ones say, Mufuta ain't la tsar. A Mufuta has no tsar. There is no tsar. Vaka chazina to Islay, but we see that there is tsar. Like you all said, there is tsar. Listen to this Gemara. Amar Abaya, Amar li aim, my mother told me, it's Kimaya de Chamimi al Reshe de Karcha. It's like pouring hot water on a bald head. Right? Isn't that painful a little bit? Yes. Doesn't it feel great? Yes. Rav says, Amar li bas Rav Chista, the daughter of Rav Chista told me, whose dad is his wife, she told me, it's ki rivda de kusilta. It's like a needle, it's a needle in a
bloodletting.
Does it, is it painful? Yes. Does it feel good? Yes.
Ultimately, not now.
Rav Papa Amar, Amrli Bas Abba Surya, the daughter of Abba Surya, it's my wife, said, "Ki nahama akushi dechinchi." When you break into bread, doesn't it sometimes hurt your mouth and it's hard to chew sometimes? Yeah. Does it feel good? Yeah. Same thing over here. Sometimes it's a little pain to get to the good, right? Chewing is painful. It's hard sometimes. The bread's hard, it's crusty, it's hard, but it's still overall a good thing. Same thing. Why does each one have to give a different example? I'm sure there's reasons. I don't know them. I looked it up. I tried to see what any depth to this. I don't know. Okay. Ha'ones nosin miyad ha'mefuta l'kishiyotzi. So the ones has to pay right away, and the mefuta only if he doesn't stay with her. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean l'kishiyotzi? What do you mean when you let her go? Ishtohi, she's your wife now. So this doesn't mean that. The Gemara thought it meant. Amar.
So what? This is why. So what? She
what do you? Yeah. What do you mean? I have to pay her the knas when I divorce her. So you know, I seduced her. She agreed to marry me. We're married for 30 years. Now the marriage fell apart. So now I have to pay. Doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says that doesn't mean when you divorce. That's not what it meant. It meant was Amar Baya Ema Lekishayoli Yiknos. No, if you don't marry her, you don't marry her. Yeah, then you have to pay. That's different than onis. Onis, you have to pay no matter what.
By the way.
No matter what. We're talking here mafuta. So you seduced her. So now you tell her, you want to get married or not? If she says, never in a million years will I go near you, you have to get paid. If she says, yeah, I'll marry you, then you don't have to pay. Tanya nami hachi. We learned similarly. Afal pi sha'amru. Even though we said, hamafata nosa l'kishalo yikones. Even though, you don't have to pay. If you marry her, Boshes hu pagam nosin miyad. That you still have to pay. Right? Vechara ones, vechara mafate, whether it's an ones or a mafate, bein hi, bein aviha, whether it's her or her father, yichalin la'akev, they're allowed to object, says Rashi. What are they objecting to? Shalo yikansena. That he shouldn't marry her.
So even by an onus, the father could stop.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. They could both. They both have the right to say,
no.
"I don't want to go near this guy." Right. Now listen. Listen. Look.
Why is the boshes become by mafata? I don't get it.
Because they're still considered a
it's consensual.
Yeah.
Right? And we see that she's of sound mind to make that decision. So why is there?
Because we figure that a 12-year-old is not really coming into the same.
What she has? Das. She has das for that, but not for that. She has das for the mice, but not for the embarrassment that's going to follow. Right? Some answer like that. Right? She doesn't realize what we're going to have later. The Gemara is going to ask, "Why are you paying for Boshes?" She consented. The Gemara is going to ask that question. Right. Maybe the father didn't like it.
The smarter guy,
right? And what if the father said, "Yeah, I'll do it for the money." Right? Getting 50 shekel out of this, right? Right? The Gemara is going to ask that. Look at Tosvos. 50 shekels are $12. 50 shekel in those days.
Oh, okay.
Ainli el avia hi l'atma. Look at the Tosvos of Ainli el avia hu atma. No. That's not that Tosvos. I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay, back to the Gemara. I'm sorry. Bishlam mafuteh. I understand why by a mafuta it says v'im ma'on yima ein aviha. It says the father's going to object. Ainli el avia. He asked for menayin. How do you know she herself can say, I don't want to marry this guy? Tamad lava yimayin b'chal makom. Fine, either one. El ones bishlama ihi. I understand why she could object. Dichsiv velosiyah midaita. She has to consent. El avia menolim. How do you know the father can object? Amar abaya shloyeh chote niskar. Because you can't have a situation where a chote is going to benefit. How's he going to benefit? Right? Because if he would not have violated her, how's he going to marry this girl? Only with the father's consent. There's no other way. The father has to agree. So now you're going to violate her, now the father doesn't have to agree? It can't be. It can't be a situation like that. Right? Well, you love birds, so I'll be honest with you. Then I'll have to marry you, and your father can't object. Look at that. You figure that can't be.
Right?
Rava Amar Kavachomer. It's a Kavachomer. It's a very complicated Kavachomer. Amar Mafata Shlo Over El Al Dasa Via Bulvad. By Mafata, the only person you violated, the only person that wasn't in the loop here, is the father. She agreed. So she's okay on board. Who's not on board? The father. Bein he bein aviyah chon lachim, and the father can object. So ones shavra al das aviyah al das atzma. So by case of ones, would nobody agree to this? Lo kolshkin. So for sure the father can object. Rava lo amar kabaya. Rava didn't want to agree with Abaya's reason. Kivan dekamashal and knas. Well, you're paying 50 shekel. So lav chotin iskaru. What kind of chotin iskaru is that? They could say, what kind of answer is that? Right?
Because he's getting the woman.
So he has to pay 50 shekel. So the guy can say, I'll pay that. I'm happy to pay it. Abaya lo amar karava. Abaya didn't want to give the answer like Rava's kal v'chomer, because mafate di'ihi mati ma'akev, avia nami mati ma'akev. By a mafate where she could object,
ihu
mati ma'akev, avia nami mati ma'akev. But ones, di'ihu lo mati ma'akev, where he can't object, the man. He's stuck with her. So avia nami lo mati ma'akev. Then maybe the old father also can't. Tani Edach, another one to the son of the Brisa. Af al pisha amru ones notin miyad. Even though we said that an ones has to pay right away, kishiyotzi hu ein lo olav klum. When she leaves, if she leaves for some reason, she did, there's no ksuva. What? The kishiyotzi mi matzi mapegle. One second. How could he ever get rid of her? He's not allowed to divorce her. How could that happen? Ema say kishatete. Kishatete he ain't la olav klum. No, if she leaves, how does she leave?
She walks away.
What?
She said, I don't know. She demands a divorce. She asked for a divorce.
Then she's allowed to? Then she's allowed to divorce her?
Yeah, well, she wants a divorce.
Mace, yatza kasef kanta biksuvasa. Let's say he dies. So the money he paid her for the knas is deducted from the ksuva. He paid that already.
Why is it no ksuva? I don't know. Why is it no ksuva? She said, I want a divorce.
You'll see in a minute. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Omer, yesh lo ksuva mana. No, there is a ksuva. But my kamiflagi, what are they arguing about? And over here, in two lines of Gemara, you have the whole hak, why is there a ksuva? In two lines over here. Rabbanan savri, time amai tekin Rabbanan ksuva. Why did the Rabbanan institute a ksuva, which is Masper Tana Doraisa idea? Kidei shlo yeh kala ben el otzia. Shouldn't be so easy to get rid of her. Shouldn't be so easy to divorce your wife. Right, that's the reason.
So
vaha, lo mati mapigla. Here, you can't divorce her. Right? Can't divorce her anyway.
Unless she demands it.
Right? Unless she demands it. So she demands it. She's not lighting your eyes because you'll stay. Right?
So you need the ksuva so the knas.
You don't need ksuva. That's what I'm saying.
So then what do you need ksuva for?
Right.
Rabbi Yossi, by the way, Tosfos asks, then what do you need the ksuva for if someone dies? If the whole reason for a ksuva is that you shouldn't mistreat your wife.
Yarshin.
What?
Yarshin.
No, it's not Yarshin.
But Yarshin will take advantage of it.
So he doesn't give that answer.
Otherwise, they're going to boot her right out.
Well, Yarshin will take advantage.
Of course they will.
Her, you mean?
Of course. It's still protecting the woman. No matter what it takes. And so it's the only one time that the Judaism protects the woman.
Yeah. Vaha lo mati mapikle. Ah, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Safar, Hainami mitzarla ad amrahi lo beinalach. Right. So what is he going to do? He's going to torture her until she says, "I can't take this marriage anymore. Let me out of here." So of course you have to pay the ksuva.
still need like
right? He still needed protection.
Right.
Because that's what he'll do. He'll torture her.
Deterrent.
He'll torture her. Tell you know what? I don't mean torture physically. I mean emotionally. He'll make her crazy. He'll make her life miserable. I gotta get out of this marriage. Oh, I don't have to give you a ksuva. Right? So that we don't hold from that. All right? Everybody have a good day. We'll pick up tomorrow. Have a good Shabbos. We'll pick up tomorrow.